Hey, it's Kevin here.
Hey, Rodney. So, listen, I ain't calling back yet. I wanted to go over these hours. There's a lot of discrepancies in these hours.
With Janet Jones.
So I'm explaining to you what I'm seeing. So, 1229 through 1-4, Shakita was paid for 57 hours. Brianna was paid for 39 hours and 45 minutes. That's a total of 96 hours and 45 minutes.
Let me see. I'm pulling out 20.
Mm-hmm.
12 to the 18, we refer, right?
1229 through 1-4.
Okay, I'm pulling it out. But that's a total of, 87 hours and 45 minutes. I mean, totally, it's around 88.
All right, now look at week. All the weeks is corrected because she seems to be getting a double check. Check number two for the 8 hours that we wasn't billing for due to the insurance to loans and authorization through. But look at last week, because this is going to be a problem.
Last week itself.
Last week, I'm adding 64 and a half hours for Shakita and 30 and a half hours for Marquita.
I guess we can just focus on Shakita, because Marquita hasn't put any trouble. She's
so
all good.
Question, the 27th, why is this overbilled 45 minutes when she can only work 16 hours a shift?
Let me see. There's something that was not on there. No, I don't know. It was her angel who was able to fix this for a smart sheet. I'm fixing it now. It should only be 16.
That should be only 16, but that last week is adding up to 95 hours.
I mean, it's adding up because they have another service from, I don't know where, Mary Beth, I don't know.
Right,
but
we was only authorized for 8 hours additional.
I mean, the notes that came up from Shona saying that there were like 8 hours, but they are entered on the 16th of January. If you see normally on Fridays.
Let me see the 16th of January. Let me see the authorization. Authorization. January. Let me look at. I see hours of 16 that was sent over for to cover 12/31.
12/31, December 31.
If you look at the authorization, there's an additional unit that they sent over, included with December's off, and they add an additional 16 hours.
Oh, I see it now.
12/31. You see what I'm saying? And
yeah,
then the note above that is telling us that 16 hours was added to 126 and 127. So that is because that's why she worked those hours, because of the snowstorm.
Okay.
That explains the additional hours. So the 16 hours was sent over to us. So that means, let me see, the 88. So that would have gave us 104. So if she's saying that some hours is technically missing, There is hours that's missing. It is 9 hours.
Really? They shoot that.
Because
I
if
know
it's
that.
the 88 hours that we already have, plus an additional 16 that they were sending over to us to cover
Only last week, from the
the
26th until the 1st.
And the 27th, the 26th and the 27th. Yeah, so there is additional 9 hours floating somewhere.
Let me see. I know that this lady, Martita, did one less on the 27th. She's only 8. And on Sunday the 1st, there was no one there.
Right. So that's what makes sense of those hours not used, because no one was there on Sunday. So no one worked?
No. And Martita suddenly came up calling out the very Saturday when she, I mean, very Sunday, no one was here at the office.
Mm-hmm.
And as per Douglas, he said that he called Mary Beth, I mean, the nurse, daytime nurse that they have over there, and they covered those 8 hours from the other company.
All right, well, then don't even worry about it. Yep, then we're fine.
Okay, so I guess that by now we're fine. But still, we know that it's only 72 that she would receive extra. Or Jarkita, at least. I mean, I'm only counting Jarkita because I know Marquita has everything, and she's in order. She's good.
What's the story with this schedule?
The thing is, Marquita only works like every other week. Okay, for the weekends at least. This lady named Pamela that you see on the 17th.
Yeah, does she do every other weekend, or she was just a cover?
She was supposed to cover this one, but she just quit this very weekend. Okay,
did
I mean,
say
this,
why?
No, I mean, she said that she didn't do enough hours with the patient. That's what Douglas said. And as for that, I have here, Marquita was trying to cover up on the 31st, but she couldn't cover up on the 1st. So now we need another caregiver to work on the 14th, because this very weekend is for Marquita. But right now they have the issue with the waiver ending on this Sunday that I just had a word with Douglas and told him
I
about that.
I can probably get coverage for the 14th. Do you know anything about this patient off back? Is she bed bound, or like, what is her plan of care?
She sounds very much bed bound as far as I know. Douglas is the power of attorney. Mm-hmm. And she has to have everything done as far as I know. I don't know. He also have the daytime nurse. But I don't have much idea of what she
got you. I'm going to ask Douglas when I talk to her.
All right, they actually are calling me right now.
Yeah, they're going to call me if you don't answer. Just
no, I got
in front
you.
Of me, okay?
Okay. Right. Thank you, Nina.
You're welcome.